Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. Before we start today's show, I wanted to take a moment just to thank all of our fans for listening week after week. We really love you. You're the reason Broadwasted is working and really great. So I just wanted to thank you. So in order to thank you guys, we are teaming up with the best ticket app for Broadway shows, TicketIQ, to give away $200 in ticket credit. These guys are awesome and have some of the lowest prices around for Broadway shows. Just like Tinder, oh yes, just like Tinder, you can swipe through their event cards to discover great deals and get great real-time price updates, and even see your view of the stage before you buy it. All you've got to do is enter by going to TicketIQ.com/Broadwasted. TicketIQ.com/Broadwasted. Just enter your email, download the TicketIQ app on iTunes, and there, you've done it. That's it. That's all you need to do. It's really easy. We'll announce the winner on next week's show. And until then, you can use your TicketIQ app to discover and access huge Broadway savings for shows like, if you've heard of it, Hamilton, and so many more. So, that's it. I need to cut that.
One really strong dramatic pause.
That's great. And now your regularly scheduled Broadwasted. Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today's show is a match makered in heaven.
I miss thee so much.
We didn't miss you, Kevin. No. This isn't a Tevye's dream, and we're not far from home, I love. So, if I were a rich man, it would be a tradition to have everything. So let's say a Sabbath prayer, because we're going to raise the roof with today's fiddler of a guest.
My mouth is on the floor. That was amazing. My jaw, I mean. Not the whole mouth.
Kevin missed it so much. He's kissing the floor.
I'm so excited.
But first, joining us today is the usual Anatevka refugees, including Kevin, miracle of miracles, he's back from Chicago, Jager.
Hey, guys. I missed everybody. How's it going?
Great.
great. Yeah. He's back.
So much, yeah, great.
Hey, Kimberly.
And Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun noise.
Why is she...
No, we'll play
you. You're allowed to. You can talk. Ask. It's okay. You can ask.
Why are you the babysitter? Because sometimes they drink too much and I have to tell them to stop.
Oh. Yeah. I can do that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a double babysitter tonight.
Oh.
So that voice you heard as the second babysitter is a guest who made her Broadway debut in La Boheme at 12. Ooh. And you may have seen her at La Jolla or Paper Mill Playhouse in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, or in encore shows Little Me and It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. Currently, she stars as Huddle in the
So close.
Tony nominated.
Tom.
Tomatota.
The Tommy Toon created.
That's a different
show.
Yeah,
we're in trouble. Production Tommy of Fiddler Toon. On the Roof. Get your tickets before it closes December 31st. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show. Samantha Mazet.
Woo!
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, our pleasure.
Can I tell you how to pronounce my name? I was just
going
to ask if that was right. I always
Macelle.
Feel bad because I feel like it's
Macelle, right?
Who I think I am. I'm like, can I tell you how to pronounce my name?
Your name, so you can
do that.
But it's
actually Macelle.
So, okay. So I know it is. And I even wrote it in phonics for myself on the page. Macelle.
Oh, yeah.
However, I got nervous just before I said
it. And you went to what you would have thought.
Yeah.
But a lot of people pronounce it the way that might include a curse word. Stop. Mm-hmm. Think.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, and it's the other ah. It's ah.
Or it's like when you go to church.
Prayer?
Like mass soul?
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Oh.
So people always veer towards that one, and I'm like,
it's
more of the muh.
More of the muh.
The muh.
Great.
The
muh. And I've already embarrassed myself 3 times.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Great. So Samantha and I are both embarrassing ourselves. Kevin's back, and he'll just embarrass himself naturally.
It always happens.
But you can follow Samantha on Instagram and Twitter, both at her first initial last name Sings.
He doesn't want to try again.
No, I will. Samantha Macell Sings.
Yes.
Round of applause. That's all I want.
Just,
so we're done.
Just one hand.
Samantha's clapping for me. We're done here. This episode's over.
I mean, is it just S. Macell Sings?
Yes. Yep. It's S. Macell Sings.
Because I get confused sometimes, and I'm just like, who's Smossel Sings?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Two S's, two L's. Well, I mean, it's actually like four, five S's. And you can also follow her at Dressing Room 51.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yes. That's where the real lunacy is.
That's her backstory. Yeah, explain.
I share a dressing room with Alexandra Silber, who plays Seidel.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were in tech and in previews, we were having a lot of fun and we were very bored. So we just kept posting all these videos, and then people were like, hey, I've seen a lot of Al on your Instagram. Like, what is going on? And we like spontaneously were like, what if we created an Instagram for our dressing room? Like, nah, we'll have like 3 followers. Like, that's stupid. And then we're like, let's do it. And so we did it. This is like, are you loving this monologue?
It's yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
And
I actually read this monologue in a monologue book once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's great for auditions.
Really?
Yeah, if they're looking for like a period piece or, you know, something that really evokes today.
Like really pulls from that millennial culture.
2016, this is it. So we did this really stupid thing and we made this Instagram account, and it's actually like the most fun, dumbest thing in the world. And mm-hmm. like when one of us is like on vacation or something, we'll like stock up the week before so the other one can man the account.
You're also describing Broad Wasted.
That was
a stupid idea. We stock up on things and we edit when we let them out.
I mean, we are like, we're out of control. I'll leave it at that. That's the other place you can follow me.
No, what's going to happen January 1st?
What's going to happen January 1st? Well, I think I'm going to be really tired for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a solo show at 54 Below on January 12th and January 21st.
One's at 7, one's at 9:30, right?
I didn't know that until you said it, but
boom,
yes.
Boom, research.
They keep emailing me. They're like, what do you need in your band? I'm like, I don't know. What do you need in this?
Instruments.
I don't know. I'll figure it out next week.
Yeah.
Things.
Follow my dressing room. I don't know.
Yeah.
Snapchat. I don't know. Great. Yeah. That's it.
So we're obviously a little silly today. So what are we drinking?
I am having tequila and lemonade.
Lemonade.
He's been in Chicago, so he's cultured.
Broadway Stade.
Broadway Stade.
He's been hanging on Illinois.
Illinois.
It's just north of Saint Louis. Sorry. Samantha,
that one gets me.
I was trying to figure that out geographically, and I think you're right.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Samantha, what are you drinking?
Lemonade. On the rocks.
On the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down, everyone.
Okay.
That's
my job.
You're
just
right.
Just you.
Sorry, just me. Yeah. Whoa. Are you judging?
No. You just asked for it.
Yeah. Oh, I asked for it a lot. Kimberly.
He's very good to make fun of.
Oh, I'm so easy.
I wish you guys could all see the cups we're drinking out of.
We can describe them to you.
Kimberly, what are you drinking out of and what's in it?
Oh, actually, I haven't looked. It's not a plain mug. This is a Showbiz Studios mug.
Showbiz Studios. So
that's where we record. Alex, our engineer, always making us
sound great.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go, Alex.
An engineer-y.
What up,
it's
Doc?
That cool logo you see in the background of all the Instagram pictures.
It's true.
And then there's Prosecco in it.
Yeah. And
that's it.
Kevin drinking out of Spring Awakening.
I am. Spring Awakening tumbler.
And Samantha has the ever-coveted...
Magic Bullet Cup.
It's got a handle.
It does.
A
handle.
Calm down, everyone. And then Rachel, who works for the Fiddler everything...
Say hi.
...is drinking out of Kinky Boots.
Hi.
We went to camp together.
What camp did you go to?
Stage Door Manor.
I went to Westmont.
Right
near
French
Woods.
I know.
I was like,
yeah.
It's like a couple. It's a little bit very close to French Woods.
I also went to French Woods once. I played a vulture in the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
No, so that's all.
Okay.
So back to Stage Door Manor.
The composer of my musicals went to French Woods.
Who?
Josh Frelick.
I know Josh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's the best.
Brian wrote a musical about summer camp, and Josh wrote the music.
Yeah. Josh.
Josh is the best.
The end. Small
I can
world.
Only. It amazing. Is a small world,
he's
right?
He's so talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yes.
Like, your mouth was moving, but no words were happening.
I'm really good at that. I'm a ventriloquist, Brian.
With yourself.
With myself.
Okay.
But there's only no actual voice.
No words.
Only what?
If only the audience could see the ventriloquy.
Ventriloquy?
Is that a word?
Yeah.
It is now.
That is a word.
Oh, it is?
Today, sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be the word?
We just tell people about all the things we're doing.
I mean, I might have said
this podcast is brought to you by the word ventriloquy.
I might have said ventriloquy.
Ventriloquy. So let's
you're not
multiple
anymore.
Ventriloquists.
What is this? We talk about the weirdest things. We talk about cilantro. We talk about.
I hate cilantro.
I know.
I love cilantro.
I'm on the soap.
I finally have someone on the cilantro side with me.
I don't like it.
Awesome. Cheers to cilantro, whatever you feel about
you're
it.
You're outnumbered.
Cheers to cilantro in general.
Yeah.
Cheers to not having
an opinion.
To having an opinion.
Cheers.
Speaking of opinions, great segue. What have you seen recently and what did you think about it? What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
I didn't see
but
anything.
But that doesn't have to be this week. What have you seen that's either... that? What are you excited for next season?
Well, I think on... Yeah.
Wednesday?
I think on Wednesday, Rachel and I are going to go see The Color Purple, which I have not seen.
Oh.
One of my classmates from Michigan is in the show. She plays a church lady. And then last summer, I played Heather Headley's daughter in Into the Woods. So I want to go see Mom shine on Broadway.
Yeah, on the Grand Broadway.
We're going to do that.
Yes.
And... I think, because we have, so this week we have a different schedule at Fiddler, so we don't have the Wednesday night show.
Right, you have Thursday.
Because you're gearing up for holiday weekend.
No, we have a 5-show weekend this weekend. Normally, yes, it's going to be, it's really fun on Wednesday, and then when it hits Saturday night, you know you have 2 tomorrow, you're like.
Yeah.
And then you have a show Monday, too.
No.
No, that's why she's
good.
Here.
Good.
And then we feel
here.
Guilty because we've like.
Well, Labor Day. Sometimes they'll
you know, the producers feel really guilty when they're like, hey guys, we're providing dinner on Sunday between shows.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man, you feel so bad.
It's like some company manager was like, this is a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else have I seen? What else have I seen? I loved American Psycho. I saw that.
Yes.
We saw that too.
I loved American Psycho.
I thought
as
it was
well.
Really.
Oh, yeah, you liked it.
I did.
You know, whatever you thought about it, I think they went for a concept and they went for it completely.
When in the run did you see it?
When did we
did
all?
You see it early
we
or
had the
late?
Same producer, so they invited us one night.
It was like the second or third week we were open.
It was open. I just think they fully committed to the style and they just put it in a box made of the style and they tied it with a bow made of the style and they were just like, this is the style, take it or leave it. And
so,
I loved it.
The reason I asked when you saw it in the run.
Because a lot changed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so Kevin saw it early in the run and Kimberly saw it like 2 days before it closed. Mm-hmm. And,
not a fan.
And yes, which is interesting because people who saw it twice, once early in the run, one later in the run, the first person said it was more serious and like really like absorbed with the movie and the book we're trying to do. And if you saw it later in the run, it just became this like almost farce.
Yeah.
It got really campy. And I was like, but only some scenes were campy. So then I got confused.
Yeah.
But then he was covered in blood in his underwear and I was fine.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends in the show and it was, so that was really fun to see.
Oh, I agree with you. Well, when we talked about it, we said that like, any musical nowadays that makes a choice.
Mm-hmm. It's bold.
Is bold.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love.
I mean, you guys at Fiddler make a choice, whether people like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, that made a choice. Even Bright Star made some bold choices.
I didn't see Bright Star. I actually saw Bright Star in La Jolla. I saw it in San Diego.
Oh, that's right. Before they went to D.C.
But I didn't get to see it in town here, which sucks because I know a lot of people
in
that as well, including former Broadwasted guest.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Anna.
It was so good.
Yeah.
But like American Psycho, what we were saying about it is like no one came out of there being like, yeah, that was whatever. Like everyone reacted to it strongly.
It was awesome.
It's a fun show.
Yeah. Like it made this bold choice where like in the beginning I was like, this is going to be awesome. And then I was like, is it okay?
I saw She Loves Me.
Oh.
That's the other thing I saw. Because we've only had like 2 times where the schedule's flipped like this where we haven't all been like really tired.
Right.
Sorry. So
you guys are in a long show. Your first act is 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, we are in a long musical.
It's a long show.
It's long.
And then act 2 is like 15 minutes and you're done.
Yeah, but it's like, it's long.
Your big number is in act 2, correct?
Yeah, so I have like a solid 35 minutes post number that I get to play Candy Crush in my dressing room.
Right.
Dressing room 51.
At dressing room 51. or, you know, watch things or write things or
listen to Broadway Sid.
Listen to podcasts of various theatrical
natures.
I saw She Loves Me and I loved that too.
Yeah.
And that's great. All I've seen. I'm so sorry.
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, I saw Fun Home again. I think we talked about this. I forget.
I
want to see Before Closed because I love it. It's my favorite.
I think you had just
gotten
the tickets last time.
Yeah, it's the best. And it was my first time. The first time I saw Fun Home, I saw it with his understudy, Michael's understudy.
Oh, right.
So I finally saw Cerverus in the part.
He's so good.
And it was probably top 10 performances I've ever seen on Broadway.
I've never seen it. And I
please
really,
go.
I'm not going to be able to.
Yeah, oh, it closes the 10th. It closes, yeah.
Yeah, and I really, like, it's important to me to see Heather. I don't think our only other weekend that we have like this coming up is after she's gone. Okay. I also wanted to see Curious Incident.
Oh, see that.
Those are the two things I really. Yeah.
Wait, when is Curious Incident closing?
There's a puppy.
September.
Oh, damn it. I have to see that too.
There's a puppy.
More theater.
Puppies. I've heard of someone like booked awesome. Curious Incident and then realized he was allergic to the puppies.
Oh, no.
And had to turn down the show.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's awful.
I don't remember who it was though.
It's slightly amazing.
I know. And then I read story about like how like all of the company members
make it
have.
Work.
Yeah, the Times about how they've all taken the dogs.
Yes, like everyone in the company like now has a golden retriever because they've all adopted one of the puppies when
oh,
they
that's
age
amazing.
Out of the show. And I was like, how do I get in this, like,
I'm like,
funnel
how many dogs
puppy?
Can we put into Fiddler?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that can right? age
let's
out
see.
For you to, like...
Where can we... you can throw dogs into the dream sequence, because, like, it's a dream sequence. It doesn't
our
matter.
Our stage manager has a little dog, yeah. And she'll sometimes he'll be in the theater, and mm-hmm. we'll, like, jokingly try and bring it on stage, and it's, like, really funny until we get right to the stage, and she's like...
She's like, no,
give me that coin!
There are so many rules that you're breaking right now!
He's not a member of Equity!
Kev, what do you... Exactly. That dog is not Equity. Kev, did you see anything in Chicago? Because that's where you see shows.
Did you see your show again?
I did. I saw my show.
Was it good or worse or better?
It was great. It was an awesome experience. The cast and crew did an awesome job.
You didn't answer the question.
The show each time actually got better. I think they got more like solidified in who the characters were.
Yeah.
And like opening night was a little crazy because like the light board went fits. And so they were like...
For a show with sunset in the title?
Exactly. So they were trying to... The stage manager was very valiantly doing the cues just by hand, like trying to just run the entire light board.
That's, I'm like having anxiety.
So attacks. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of insane. I walked in the door and like they were like, it was like 10 minutes before opening night. And they're like, everything's great, but just so you know, light board is broken. So we're just going to do it by hand. So that was like very nerve wracking. And I think the cast obviously felt that when you're in the middle of your song and then you're like, where is my light? Oh, there it is.
Now, Kevin, did you happen? Were you invited to any specific rehearsals in Chicago?
I know. I tried so hard. This is the moment on the podcast. It hasn't happened in a while, kids, except for Laura
Osnes sang your
beautiful
plate.
Song that she did for me. But this is the point of the podcast where I reach out to my good friend Lynn. Hi, Lin-Manuel. This is Kevin Jaeger. I have still not yet seen Hamilton, and Brian's getting downright mean about it.
No,
so,
I'm not getting mean
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get a ticket. So I would really appreciate it if there was some way that I could see the show, and because I've kind of built up a thing in Chicago, I can also go there to see it. I'm not going to be picky, so just please help me out and let me get a ticket. I love you.
So we're going to go right into rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Samantha, what?
No.
She's good at this.
Yeah, she's really good at this. I'm like really embarrassed. I'm not as prepared as she is.
I know.
It's like Jeopardy. She has the answers and my questions are not fulfilling
she's
the
like
need.
That guy that kept winning. What was his name?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Ken Jennings.
Thank you.
Pop culture over here.
Thanks, Mom.
Culture.
So what's the craziest survival job you've had? And
I sell jewelry at the Javits Center for an amazing company. I was selling jewelry the day the Fiddler press release came out.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, they were announcing that I was starring in a Broadway show, and I was like, you want these earrings in silver or gold?
Real
so
life.
I do that, like, twice a year.
I do, too. Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Do you go to ATS? No, it's the company I work for. It's called Lucky Feather, and, like, the designers... stepmom is like one of my mom's best friends, and so they got me this job, and I'm really good at selling things apparently, so they invite me back all the time, to the point where like other booths are like, hey, would you do this for us in February, and I'm like, okay. I'm getting like friends jobs and but nothing beats Lucky Feather. It's just great. So that's my I actually haven't had a lot of survival jobs, I will say.
Well, weren't you Lynn's assistant?
That was in high school. Oh. I was his intern.
Okay.
Yeah. So we like ate pizza and played Guitar Hero and like transcribed lyrics and ran errands.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Which is like...
But for myself.
Yeah. No. But no.
And I don't transcribe. I just eat pizza and play Guitar Hero.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not really... I'm an intern for myself.
I am my own intern.
That's the name of my...
I am my own...
That's my autobiography's title.
Really?
I am my own intern. The Brian Plofsky story.
Mine is, Can I Pet Your Dog, Please? Samantha Mazzone's story. I've had that plotted for a long time.
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we can set like a... We can bind it in like a Walmart and like put it on the shelf.
You do a two-book
Yeah, deal. Yeah, yeah. You know how the DVDs are like kind of related?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A BOGO?
Isn't there a podcast called like Puppies We've Met This Week?
I don't know.
I have once heard of a podcast that is called like Dogs We Met This Week, and like these
it's
two
mine.
Girls.
You found it.
we've outed her. Okay, but now let's do actual.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's the game.
What's your favorite musical?
Gypsy, Little Night Music, both of them.
Okay. Okay. What's your favorite experience seeing a show?
Gypsy.
Which one?
The revival.
The Benanti one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's my hero.
Yeah.
And Patti LuPone, they're both my heroes.
Right. Were you in the episode, where she yelled at someone with the cell phone?
I was there at the Tony dress rehearsal where she screamed, "Put that orchestra back where they belong!" So I was there for that.
Was that La Boheme year?
I had a connection to the Tony dress rehearsals and I used to just go, which is fun. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people, they have like an audience. Weirdly enough, my mom though couldn't get in this year, which was really funny. Like
through
the connection, like the year I was like singing.
You were on stage.
So my mom couldn't go.
Yeah.
My mom goes every year. It's so weird. I saw Gypsy the night it closed at City Center.
Uh-huh.
That revival before it was moving to Broadway,
right,
and like Sondheim came on the stage, and I cried.
Yeah.
And then I saw it, I think, four times on Broadway because. And I also like you should know I'm not that fan. Like I'm not the person who goes to see a show multiple times. But that I really liked that one. I feel that.
What show made you want to do what you do? What moment?
Probably Annie, to be honest. And Everybody. And Fiddler. I mean, I feel like people probably give that answer, but those are the shows that I grew up watching on.
Everyone gives Annie, so
VHS.
Don't feel unique. But no one gives. But that's the first Fiddler.
Well.
Fiddler's mine, too.
Yeah.
When you grow up in a Jewish house, like, there are three things. You get bar mitzvahed.
You eat bagels.
You watch Fiddler on the Roof.
That's pretty much it. That's it. And we're, like, not even really that Jewish, but
I'm definitely very
familiar.
Yeah, the grandparents are just like, your mom's describing, like, oh, you know the musical with the people and the things? And I'm just like.
I think it was more like I would be describing it. I'd be like.
What do you mean you'd be describing
like,
it?
Like. As opposed to her being like, have you heard of the Fiddler? I'd be like, this is a movie I saw. Like, I was telling her all about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What's your favorite piece of candy?
Licorice?
Mm. Do you have a specific type of licorice?
I'm really into, like, the red Australian kind.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's this grape kind also that we've just discovered that Welch's makes. This sounds so gross. But we, like, Al and I have tweeted about it, and, like, fans keep sending us the grape licorice.
That's amazing.
It is... So good. And I'm sure it's just pure corn syrup. But I really like it.
If you were to have a dinner round table, you can invite three other people to have dinner with you.
Okay.
Non-family members.
Okay.
Who would they be? Dead or alive? Who would it be?
Like theater people?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Whoa!
I'm really into Neil deGrasse Tyson. Do these people have to be related?
No.
Laura Benanti and Patti LuPone.
I want to be at that dinner. Can I get a plus one? Can I be your plus one to that dinner?
Okay.
Great. I'm in. That sounds great.
Talk about stars with stars.
Yeah.
Oh, I made him mine.
That's so good. Putty.
I really like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, he's great.
He knows things.
You are not alone in that.
No, he's a magical man.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Do you think he listens to Broadway Sid?
No, I know he does.
He's a super friend.
Is it written in the stars?
It's written in the stars.
Oh, there you go.
Are we paying?
I need a reference.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your favorite place in New York?
Two. The Museum of Natural History.
Mm-hmm. What floor?
I'm just really into the first, like, you walk in and it's like
there's
a dinosaur.
There's a brachiosaurus
like,
there.
I'm really into that. Yeah. I should also tell you now that Night at the Museum is probably my favorite movie of all time.
How would you rank 1, 2, and 3?
I mean, how can you? They're all just classics.
I think you can rank it.
I mean,
it
I think it's like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. But I mean, let's not. I don't want to insult National Treasure. I mean, National Treasure. That was the other
one. Oh, Kermit Cusack? National Treasure, Kermit Cusack?
No,
no.
I'm really into the Museum of Natural History. I'm really into the reservoir in Central Park, and I'm really into there's this place in Central Park that nobody knows exists called Conservatory Garden.
Mm-hmm, I know it.
Yeah. Why? Do you know you're making it up?
No, I do. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He needs research on where you go.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's this is my
so
place.
So I have a map of where you've been the last 2 weeks. And...
Rachel, we're leaving.
Yeah.
It's like what not to wear. We've had hidden cameras following you for the past 2 weeks.
What should I not have worn?
I don't know. Probably that length.
Your costume, it's just like not good for outdoor wear. Just saying.
Hello, Kathy Zuber.
I just meant don't wear it out on the street. Probably wouldn't last very well.
I'd probably be really sweaty.
Yeah.
Sorry, we keep...
No, this is Tangent City. It should be called Tangent City. Not Broadway. We start talking about theater and end up talking about cilantro.
Every time.
Describe your life in the context of an instrument and a part of a building.
What?
So instead of Fiddler on the Roof...
Brian,
I get it. I get it. I was like,
Would you play piano in the lobby? Is this the question?
We actually make that joke almost every night when we're waiting at the bottom of the stairs. Yeah, we're like,
the Glockenspiel on the roof.
Sounds crazy, no?
That's the perfect answer.
The snare drum on the roof. Sounds crazy, no?
Every night we just sit down there. The other game we play a lot now is we have this sort of redid match. This I didn't know, was that funny, man?
You broke him.
You got me.
We have this other Melanie and I discovered because we sort of do matchmaker a little differently in this revival. It's like starts out kind of slow.
Yeah, I like that. We've talked about that specifically on this podcast.
You did actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was one of my comments that I liked about the show.
Thanks.
Everything else is garbage, but that's
so we. No, we do this, and Melanie and I have this joke now where we're like, she might bring someone interesting and well-off and da-da-da-da and important, and then we just start singing another song. Like, so we'll be like, Old MacDonald farm. And she goes, E-I-O. Or we're just like something else completely unrelated.
Like, does he have a car?
Yeah. Or like, she'll also joke when she does her scene at the end with the cart when they...
Yeah.
Like, Papa, can you hear me? But that's our new thing. We'll be like, and important. Can't read my.
Try it on stage.
I just love that.
I think about that all the time. what if
all the actors suddenly just went rogue?
Yep.
Well, when I'm in the audience, I think of what's stopping me from just being an asshole? And jumping on the stage.
As somebody who performs on Broadway 8 times a week, pretty much nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially something at least that you have to climb up something. Like, phone home, you're just on the stage.
Yeah.
I've had dreams about that.
Yeah, I don't have to have dreams about it because I see it all the time. But yeah.
What's the craziest thing the audience has done?
I mean, we had one little altercation one night where people were talking about a phone and other people got upset and then... I'll leave it at that, but it was during my first scene with Ben, and Ben and I just kept going, but we were just having such big pauses. We were like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But, you know, just stuff like that, or, you know, people don't turn off their phones, which is, or then you, like, it's, like, very dark, and you gaze into the abyss, and you're just, like, three people are, like, blue in the face, and you're like,
yeah,
hey, guys.
Yeah,
hey, hope that text is cool.
And what prep did you do for Fiddler?
None, you know.
She literally showed up opening night and be like, I stand here.
Okay. You know, you just find your light and that's really it. No, you know, we did a lot of prep.
You have found your way to my joking soul this evening.
I start out really quiet, but
no,
then
but
I get
every
really
joke
weird.
That you have made is like right in my joke wheelhouse.
That's really the goal.
Would she like to host a podcast with me and Kimberly?
I'm just trying to.
So the new Broadway it is Hannah Ellis as Kevin, Kimberly as herself, and Samantha Macell as Brian Plofsky. Did I get your last name right? On that one?
Yes. Oh, I thought, I was like, are you asking me about your name? And I was like, I think you got it.
I'm not the professional, but I mean, well done. That P&F will throw you.
That's hilarious.
What'd you say?
But what? What prep did you do? Great. Not even interested. Just wants to get to the games as soon as possible.
I love games. I did a lot of research beforehand. I mean, I've also sort of felt like I've been preparing for this role my whole life. I mean, this is like, they say a lot of times acting is all about timing, and like having a job, having a show like this appear on Broadway at this particular time was great. And I would have been really disappointed if they had cast real like 17-year-old kids, because that would have been really disappointing. I read a lot of books, and then in rehearsal, Bart, we had a lot of people come in. We had a rabbi. We had a historian on the show. We had a historian on the time period. And
that's cool.
You know. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tell us about the day that you got the
phone
call.
I time traveled to 1905.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear more about that. Tell me more. Okay.
Yeah, did the doctor take you?
Doctor Who?
Come on.
Wow, sorry. That's me being a nerd over here. Sorry.
But tell us more about the time traveling.
Yeah, you know, when people ask me how I prep for the show, I always, you know, start with the small stuff. But
big ideas on Broadway.
Yeah, so. You know, if I time traveled back to 1905 to see what it was really like, and I took a ship. And the ship was...
Not what I thought you said. All right. I was like, that's creative. That's how I prepare for every role I do.
So you went on a boat. So you took a boat ride.
We're going on a boat.
To Russia.
Training a boat.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
We're going on a train on a boat.
We're off on the road to America.
We certainly do get around.
I don't know what's happening.
That's the road to, we talked about this, the Bob Hope, and anyway, continue. So you went on a boat. You went on a boat.
Yeah, that's it. Then I came back the next day.
That's amazing.
No, a spaceship.
A spaceship.
Yeah, not a ship. Not a ship. Not a boat ship, like a spaceship.
Spaceship.
Back in time.
I understand.
Got it.
Yes.
This is a lot clearer to me.
Of course.
Yeah.
A lot more.
So she's seen a lot more than we have.
Yep. All right, I mean, I have games.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's go to the games.
Let's play a game.
Let's go to the games.
You even asked another question, and I like went back to the space. You did
actually.
You need
to tune yourself in. I have one more question for you.
Oh, what is it?
Kevin has one.
I have a question.
Yeah, I was just putting Kevin on the spot as he would come up with a question.
I can come up with a question.
Do it.
So
that wasn't my question.
Ooh, if you could play the lead in any show currently on Broadway besides the one that you're in, what show would that be?
Oh, nice.
That's a... Okay. I'm going to check to see what's currently on Broadway to make sure I give you the most thorough answer.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hold.
Hold, please. Thank you, hold. While she's playbilling, Kimberly, what game are we playing first?
We have Dirty Hands on a Hard Body first.
Yes! That's my favorite game name.
Kevin already has his hands up.
Because he lost.
But, oh, no, I thought you put him up when you...
No, you put him up when you lose.
No, you put him up when you lose.
Oh, no,
because
okay.
Your hands are off the hard body.
I was thinking, like, hands up, 7-up.
Brian, you just made an awesome rule to the game.
I like
what?
That.
You have to put your hands on
now
the hard
body?
Now
you have to have your hands on the table.
Okay.
Hold on, everybody.
Why haven't I thought of this?
I guess we're waiting for Samantha.
I mean, I think I'm definitely a natural-born Mr. Mistopheles, but...
Done. That's it. No, we got it. We nailed it.
Maybe Waitress?
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
I feel like that
so,
would make me...
If Sunset Boulevard comes in...
It is. It's coming back.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Close.
Oh,
again.
I did know
I feel
that.
Like it's
Glenn Close.
I know, but I have a feeling it's...
No, but
feel
it's...
Like thought about something?
It's Glenn Closer than you think.
That was so hands on a hard back.
There we go.
That's
game
the one
time.
I want to play that girl.
That was
game
such
time.
A of all. This is episode 16. That was the dirtiest look I've gotten.
What, from all of us just
now? No, from Samantha.
So dirty hands on a hard body is a game where your hands will stay on the table.
Okay.
If you lose one round, one hand comes up. If you lose two rounds, Kevin, two hands drink. Come up. If you have two hands off the table, then you have lost the game.
Got it.
So the idea is, oh, you're fine. It is a rapid fire category game. So I will name a category and we will go around. Rachel, do you want to play?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we'll go Rachel, Kevin, Brian, Samantha.
Oh, God.
For the category. So you have to name it as fast as you can. If there's a little pause or a stutter,
a
hand goes up. Or if you repeat something or if you say something untrue.
If the category dies, does the category die when you...
Yeah.
When you, okay.
Yeah.
So the category dies as soon as someone is out. I think I have four categories with me.
All right.
Yeah. So, for instance, if it was colors, it'd be like red, blue, green, yellow, red. Nope. You know?
Okay, got it.
So the first category.
Yep.
I'm so nervous now.
Oh, this one's...
Colors.
Which one should I do first?
I don't know. You're the game master.
I know, but I wrote them.
You know the categories in advance?
She's not playing.
I'm not playing.
Oh. I was like, wow.
The competitive nature in this room right now is phenomenal.
All right. First category. Songs with numbers in the title.
Oh, God.
You can start with the number one.
Mm-hmm. One Day More.
One Singular Sensation.
Damn it. Scissor.
76 Trombones.
Oh! You got it.
12 Days of Christmas?
Sure.
Shalom.
Once Upon a Mattress? Is like,
sure.
Three Blind Mice.
Once Upon a Mattress isn't a song.
That's a show. Yeah.
Hand up.
Oh, that's true. Hand up.
Damn it.
Put your hand up. Yep.
I have a feeling you're going to say my idea.
No, now it's done. New
category.
Oh, damn.
What was yours?
Once Upon a Dream.
Oh, that's a good one.
Musicals that have starred Danny Burstein.
Oh.
A Fiddler on the Roof.
So I'm going to say Drowsy Chaperone.
South Pacific.
Damn it. That was mine.
Sorry.
It's okay. I should know this.
Yeah, you should.
I know.
There are 6 Tony nominations to
choose
from.
Yeah, I do know this, and I'm the press agent.
That's a hand up.
Get, taken out of this game.
And you are.
Thank
Great,
you.
Two hands up, Rachel's got it.
I was so ready with Snow Geese.
I was going to say...
That's not a musical.
Oh, then I would have lost, so I'm so glad that
I would have said Pop.
I was going to say Cabaret.
We are.
I saw him in Cabaret.
Shows with dream sequences.
Carousel.
Oklahoma.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah. Wait, what dream sequence is
that? Oh, no, that's wrong. That's something Brian made up.
That's true. I made up the dream sequence to Legally Blonde.
Our first episode.
We made up shows of dream sequences.
We had a game where we made up dream sequences
for shows that don't
deserve
one.
Have them.
All right, Brian, new category.
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. Spooky Mormon hell dream. Book
9 to 5.
What a way to make a living.
When they get high and they do that weird thing where she's Cinderella, or not Cinderella, Snow White.
Snow White,
yeah.
I can't believe how well you know 9 to 5, the musical.
And I only saw it once.
All I remember are telephone cords.
Funny.
That's
Bye Bye
That's
Bunny.
The only thing I remember.
I know.
It's Allison Janney as Snow White. And I was like, what?
Oh, I kind of
Not Stephanie J. Block melting everyone's faces with that amazing 11
o'clock
number.
Well, that was
inevitable.
Number.
Hello. All right, I have a hand up.
Brian.
Yeah.
New category.
Two.
Musicals with one word titles.
Titanic.
Rent.
Cabaret.
Cats.
Carousel.
Chicago.
Oklahoma.
9.
Producers.
No, the producers.
The producers.
Hand up. All right, Brian, last category.
You guys, Brian and I both have both hands on the table.
That was a lot.
But we're out of categories.
This
so
is
I'm
so
just
going
to make one up. Ready?
I'm ready.
Colors.
Oh.
Russet.
Vermilion.
Ochre.
Fuchsia.
Mauve.
Red.
Periwinkle.
Yellow.
Blue.
She knows what I'm
green.
Doing.
Green.
Purple.
Brown.
I know what you're trying to do, and I'm not going to play along.
Come on.
Tan.
Scarlet.
Orange.
Black.
White.
I think you already said ochre.
He did, yeah.
So peach.
I love you to clarify if ochre was dead or not.
Gray.
Ruby.
Indigo.
Olive.
I think that's a hand up right there.
I'll put it up. I'll put it up. I can think of anything.
How do you say periwinkle twice?
I don't know.
Have you also been having stress dreams about what colors my bridesmaids should wear?
I had a stress dream about Kimberly's wedding last night.
Yeah?
You did. Yeah.
Are you in it?
I'm a groomsman.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So does that mean that our guest won tonight?
No. Yes. We still have each other's hand on the table.
No,
she's
at
two, I've got one.
On the table.
Then do we want another category?
I have a category.
No, I think I win by proxy.
Yeah, okay.
By Plopsky?
Nobody said that.
She's my favorite.
Yeah. All right, you win. I'll win. I'll secede.
Okay, last game.
Last game. I see what they are.
We have Lights of Broadway show cards.
Show cards.
So this pack has usually five people. Occasionally, we only get four.
Okay.
What?
Should I open it?
I think it was just one time. Yes. So open it, but don't show us. And so taboo style.
Okay.
You're going to have to try to get us to guess who is in your
pack
of cards.
Oh my God, this is so fun. Yay. I'm so excited. Okay. Hold on.
Don't show. Don't look. Talk amongst yourselves. And let us know when you're ready.
How is everyone doing?
Okay. I'll time you.
So wait.
Oh, she's ready.
I'm just delivering them to the group?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're seeing who gets more.
No, wait.
No, we just all have to get it, and then she has to get it.
Is there another pack?
No, she can compete against herself.
Just so you know, I have there some are five. In here.
Yeah, give me five.
No.
If you have no, it's okay. Don't worry.
I want my five.
You will have your five.
Yes.
Brian just wants to turn it into a competing game.
Yeah, because I'm a little upset that I lost that game.
So Brian will do the next five.
So
losing?
She's going to try to describe to the girls, and Brian will try to describe to me.
No, it'll both be to everyone.
I was making it boys versus girls.
Yeah, but I'm making it gender equal.
Okay.
Yeah. You've seen those cards before.
So you've seen those cards before.
I'm right now the winner.
Go. This is an actor I have worked with.
Danny Burstein.
He is on your feet. But he's not in it anymore.
Josh Segarra.
Yeah, okay. This is a place, and I'm going to describe it in three words. If you wanted to meet me after a show, where would you go?
Bring
the stage door.
Uh-huh. So if I wanted
stage
to get
some... Stage door canteen.
Got it. Okay. This show was in the theater. We're in Fiddler on the Roof in now, and it's kind of like a revival, but it was a revival, and it starred a previous guest of Broadwasted, who is a princess.
Cinderella.
Okay. This guy choreographed... One, a singular sensation.
Michael Bennett.
Okay.
Not a rare
And
card.
This guy is not directing Frozen anymore.
Ooh.
Oh, what is his name? Alex Timbers.
Alex Timber.
Yay! How long did it take?
42 seconds.
Was that good?
That was good.
Yes. Okay.
I got a Lights of Broadway random card.
I dare you to try and describe it.
I could have.
Okay.
Well done. That was good.
Okay.
I'm good
Brian.
At Broadway.
Stage Door Canteen. That's good. I'm good at Broadway.
I'm good at Broadway.
It's a good thing we've seen Stage Door Canteen before.
What was the time on that?
42 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Wrote Fun Home.
Which one? Oh, Beth Malone.
No, wrote Fun Home.
It's Alison Bechdel?
Wrote
oh,
the musical
sorry.
Fun
to
Home.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Lafayette won a Tony.
To be Diggs.
Porgy and Bess, she's amazing.
Audra McDonald.
I'm not participating.
He directed Wicked.
Yeah, I know the answer, but I'm not going to give it.
Come on. Not a woman, but a
man.
Joe Mantello. God, guys.
Wrote Rent.
John Larson.
26 seconds. Oh, my God. Plus, you've all seen them before. When have we seen Joe Mantello before? Sorry, all I could think was Wayne Cilento. What?
That's not
I think one. Samantha wins.
Cilantro. Wayne Cilantro?
I can't win on the show anymore.
Anytime Brian wins, we're like, but he really lost.
It's fine.
We just assume he cheated.
Wait, I've never actually seen one of these.
They're
Look
really
at
cool.
them, they're so cool.
There's a Fiddler pack.
Yeah, Ooh. We just had Squigs on, who draws them.
I love him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, there's actually questions behind the cards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's super cool.
Sometimes That's we read crazy. The trivia on the back. Is there anything good on that one?
When Jeremy Jordan was on the show, he was actually the fun fact on the back of the Finding Neverland card.
The fun fact was
it
that
Jeremy Jordan actually played the lead role at the ARD.
That's so dark.
It was.
That's like fun fact. Like,
oh, funny day.
Are there more games?
No, that's our time.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
That went really fast today.
I know.
Wow.
Because I'm so cool.
Oh, is that what it is?
Super fun.
No.
It was like your show. It was over in a snap.
This is what Alex Timbers looks like. I mean, probably not exactly.
Yes, he is a cartoon.
He is. It's very like Roger Rabbit, where like he walks around like that.
Or like Cool World.
It's a very chiseled chin.
Whoa, Kevin.
Cool World. What a reference.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't allowed to see it, and then I saw it, and it wasn't that big of a deal.
No, it's terrible. But
girls in the room don't know what you're talking about.
It's my favorite thing I've ever said.
What's your favorite thing you ever said?
I'm sorry,
well,
explain.
You asked if Alex Timbers really looked like that, and I said, yes, he is a cartoon. Nobody.
I thought you had better jokes tonight.
Oh.
But then you guys went off on some tangent about how the cartoons.
Right.
Her joke influenced your jokes.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's favorite show is Fiddler, and it was now the only show on Broadway she's ever gone to by herself.
Because
my dad was busy, and she was in town with him, and she was like, I'm just going to treat myself to a matinee of Fiddler.
Treat yourself.
I hope she loved it.
She did. Her review was, the one sentence text she sent me was, it was very beautiful. Minimalist, which I know is what they like these days, but still great.
Did she come to the matinee where we didn't have the canopy?
I don't know.
There's one matinee where the canopy broke, and we always joke that everyone in the audience must have been like, oh, God, this existential.
Because we are all dying, but, like, all the men were just holding the canopy that wasn't there.
Can you imagine everyone? Oh, Bart made some minimalist canopy choice.
An implied canopy.
Truthfully, if I had been in that, I would have thought that exact thing.
Like, yeah, these idiots think they are with their minimalist canopy.
No, I probably would have bought into it. I'd be like, wow, super minimalist.
I get it.
You probably would, huh?
Mm. Yeah, the things that Danny does in Fiddler that I just hadn't seen before is, and I think it has to do a lot with Bart's direction.
Yeah.
Is I've never seen him not, like, everything freeze around him.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the idea that, like, his talking to God is not a weird thing, that it's a part of just who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that informs a lot of his relationships, both with his daughters and with his wife and God.
Yeah.
Without having, because when everything freezes around him, it isolates him and it makes him seem like this is internal.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea that he's softer and he lets his family see that he's softer.
Yeah.
So in other versions, he's like more of like this like hard father, but like he loves his kids.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like the kids know that he's this external religious man and not just an internal religious man.
Yeah.
And I think especially because of what the bookends that they do, which
literal books.
I love the bookends.
Yeah.
But a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Still, like we said before, it's a choice.
Edit.
Yeah. No, this is all. Yeah.
I take a cab home with him almost every night.
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Cool. It's so funny your two roommates got to be in the same show. That's crazy.
Hmm?
What?
What?
Take a cab home with him.
Not funny, Kevin. didn't work.
Almost. It was really close.
I love tequila. I'm sorry.
Right, you have a quote?
Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
you.
So
we really appreciate
it. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, of course.
I hope I was fun.
Yes, you were.
I was fine.
That's really convincing.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you sounded apathetic about it, so I was just going to equal that.
I hope I was fun.
You were really fun. Way to kill it tonight.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Cool.
Great. So you're hearing this a week later, but Gene Wilder passed away today. And that really got me sad and bums me out. And we're going to end this not as sad.
It's apparently hilarious.
Yeah, on this hilarious note. But so I'm gonna do a little, if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. One of my favorite sequences in Young Frankenstein. And apparently the story behind it is that Mel Brooks did not want that scene in the movie, and Gene Wilder wrote it. And he fought Gene Wilder tooth and nail to get it out, but Gene fought back. And he got it in the movie. The whole sequence with, you know, Peter Boyle, put on the Ritz, like all that. And Mel Brooks has been quoted as saying the only reason that he kept it in is because and he fought Gene on it is because he wanted to see if Gene really believed in that scene. And the fact that Gene kept fighting for it and it's in it, it's one of the most memorable scenes in both that musical and, of course, that incredible movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome. I love Gene Wilder and I don't know.
Also that if you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world?
There's nothing to it. bum, bum, bum. And when he,
that's
when,
what I thought you were
when
going.
He, when he bites
yeah,
the
me
cup.
Too.
Well, I want, oh, that's true. That's next season, but I just went with something that was on already. But when he, and then he bites the cup. Mm-hmm. And like,
oh, because Broadway.
The cup always looks so appetizing.
Well, but the cup, the cup was made of wax, and they just put the crunch what? Noise in, yeah.
Oh.
Weird things I know off the top of my head.
I'm going to totally Google that when I get home.
Do it. Me too. You can do it right now. You have a phone. Prove me wrong on the air.
No, I don't want to prove you wrong. I want to just, like, learn about it.
Oh, great.
Educational
I've
podcast.
Proved you yes. wrong enough tonight.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
So, I was going to promote your Find Scene 54 Below, but no, you find tickets on your own, everyone. No, but Samantha will be making her Find Scenes 54 Below solo debut on January 12th at 7 p.m. and January 21st at 9:30 p.m. Get your tickets on her website at SamanthaMassell.com or at 54below.com. You can get them there. I know we've been joking around tonight, but she's incredibly talented.
Oh. Stop
her. So pretty to boot.
Far oh From God, the Home I Love in Act Two is really incredible.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really happy that you got to share your talent through Fiddler, something that you love so much.
Thanks.
And we're really excited to see you in whatever happens next. I won't be going, but I hope that everyone else sees them.
Don't be a sore loser.
I'm not a sore loser. I take it as it comes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
So as we end every...
Can I leave a winner? Yes, you do. Yeah,
well, I literally can't win.
Not at all.
I always favor the guest.
Yeah. Whatever. And on that note, we end every episode with our favorite thing in the whole world.
Zoo-doo-wop bump.
I'm so sorry.
No? You want to try again with us?
It's from Greece.
Zoo-doo-wop bump. There we go. Thanks for listening, guys.
I'll
see my eye rolls every week.
Yeah, don't forget, go on to TicketIQ. TicketIQ.com/broadwasted. You can win $200.
$200?
$200 to...
$200?
$200.
$200.
It's $200.
$200.
$200?
$200? Are we doing Meisner technique right now? $200.
I'm putting up my earbuds.
All right,
I'm hanging up my earphones. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.